I'd like to call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District on this Thursday, January 14th, 2021. Jeff?
Director Torlakson?
I'm here.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Lopez Garcia? Director Hudson?
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is Director Garcia here?
I'm here. Is that you, Eva?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I move the agenda as presented. This is Director Torlakson. Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Can I have a voice vote?
Yes, Director Lopez Garcia.
Aye.
Director Torres.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
And Director Hudson.
Aye. Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have a motion?
I move we adopt the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do I have a second?
Yes, I will second it, Garcia.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Can I have a voice vote?
Director Lopez Garcia? Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye. Thank you. We don't have any presentations at this time. Moving on to the General Manager's Report. Happy New Year, General Manager. Thank you for being.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Happy New Year to the board. Just a few items to cover. The homeless continue to proliferate at the Community Center Park and an Al Blaine Mini Park. It's a continuing battle. They're actually setting up places to sleep in the alcoves at different parts of the building. Sometimes they're blocking exits, entrances and exits. There are other times they're locating in the quad. Then they're out in the field, and as I said, in the Al Blaine Mini Park. The problem with that is it's creating a maintenance liability in terms of the garbage that's associated with homeless in the park.
Oh my gosh, why does it do that? All right, did everyone get kicked out again?
Yes, I'm not.
Okay, everyone's coming back.
Hi, Doug.
Hi.
Hi, good evening.
did anyone else get kicked out?
Yeah, everyone did again.
Everyone did.
Hi.
Okay.
Is this for me?
Yeah, this is Trina.
Okay.
Do I have Director Gorsen? I'm here, yes. Director Jolik's here. Director Garcia? Here. Director Torres?
Director Torres is here.
Director Lopez Garcia? Sorry, honey, I know it's so hard for you. All right, General Manager.
Okay, where did I leave off? Did you get the information about the homeless?
You left off at a homeless. He's a homeless at Ambrose Park in Owls Lane. It was creating a problem, safety, and a problem for the staff.
Yeah, and it's difficult for the sheriff to come over. Unless there are vacancies in homeless shelters, the homeless have the right to camp in our park. Now, they don't have a right to block access to the community center, and that's really problematic. They have set fires around the building. One has damaged our door that we just repaired. We're staying off of this. The sheriff's department are acutely aware of what's going on there. And I think this is just going to be an ongoing battle while we go through the pandemic and have fewer people traffic into the building itself and at the parks. And so we'll just keep an eye on that. You know, there's costs associated with that. When we can post that we're going to be removing some of the homeless designation they have prescribed time period that they can move. And some of the guards that they've raised, they're behind. We have to actually rent a piece of equipment to attach to our Bobcat to make it safe and efficient for our employees to remove the trash. And, you know, it's kind of costly when we do that. So, you know, it's a minimum of about $400 or $500 every time we rent that piece of equipment. So at some point, if, you know, once we get back to some degree of normalcy, we'll keep monitoring that, but that may be an item that we just need to outright purchase if we continue to have to face this dilemma as we keep moving forward with the homeless crisis that we're facing, in, particularly in the state of California and in our area. So we'll keep an eye on that. I did have receive an email from Sandra Weck, excuse me, from Colliers International about our property for sale at Clearland. She said, obviously, it was slow during the holidays, and the pandemic has had some effect of slowing commercial property sales down. But anyway, she's going to touch bases with me in the next couple of weeks and let me know of any strategies that they have as the new year rolls out, and see if we can get some interest on the Clearland property. Anyway, that's all I have, Madam Chair.
Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate your time. Does anybody have any questions for the general manager?
No.
All right, I'm closing. Thank you. I'm closing it and moving it on. There's no legal report this evening. Moving on to public communication. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Do I have any member of the public that would like to make a communication at this time? And if I do, can you please state your first and last name?
Yes, I do.
Your name, please?
Christine Clark.
Hi, Christine. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Hi. Good evening, everyone. Ambrose District Board. I am Christine Clark, and I am the secretary for the East County Regional Group sponsored by First Five Contra Costa. We are a volunteer community group advocating for healthier, safer, and more equitable communities for young children and families. Excuse me. I am here tonight to speak about the Ambrose District budget and audit. We do appreciate that this information is being shared with the public. Last year, numerous Bay Point residents raised questions and concerns about the budget and asked the board to hold a community budget meeting. This would be extremely helpful for taxpayers to understand exactly how their tax dollars are being spent and increase transparency. Several of us have attended the board's budget meeting, and frankly, they were not very helpful in meeting this goal. The meetings do not allow for interaction or questions, and it was hard to hear. I was there personally, and the documents reviewed were not available to the public. The meetings were also in the middle of the day, which was not a viable way to engage working tax-paying residents. I would like to raise again the idea of a budget community meeting. We asked the board to consider scheduling this meeting via Zoom to help the Bay Point community better understand our budget and together identify priorities for spending. We trust that everyone believes it is important that the community is involved and informed on the yearly budget and is given the opportunity to give input or ask questions. The ECRD is more than willing to help promote the town hall and ensure that Bay Point residents are engaged. We are also happy to help draft the agenda to ensure a successful meeting. We come to you in partnership to offer our support and hope that we can work together to make this event happen. We look to this Ambrose District Board to value transparency and working with community. We are confident that together we can make this happen, and I look forward to being a part of this budget town hall. Lastly, I just wanted to quickly mention regarding the current board meetings that we're having. This is the second one I've been on the phone, and each time we've all been disconnected and had to re-log in. And also there's a lot of background noise and confusion. So we're just asking if you can please consider using video conferencing, like such as Zoom. We do that. We use Zoom, and we can always help you get on, figure that out, and help you as well with that to do the monthly meetings. We highly recommend it. And there's not, you can have more control over what's going on in the meeting. Thank you very much for your time, and have a good evening.
Thank you, Christine. Do I have any member of the public that would like to make a communication at the time? And if I do, can you please state your first and last name? Okay, I'm closing public communication at this time and moving on. Okay, moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items.
I've been waiting for a public comment, but it's seriously lagged. Will you guys be doing Zoom next week?
This is a monthly meeting.
Or next meeting, will you guys be able to do Zoom? Because the communication lag is seriously bad.
Would you like me to reopen the public communication so you can speak at this time?
Please.
Okay, I'm reopening the public communication. Please state first and last name.
Heather Hollick.
I'm sorry, repeat that, please.
Heather Hollick, H-O-L-L-I-S.
Welcome, Heather. You've got 3 minutes.
Thank you. All the other meetings are done. One question and one more of a comment. The other meetings are done by Zoom, and I just noticed that this one is done by telephone, so would it be possible if next meeting if we could utilize Zoom, so that way we can put a voice to a face, so I think it might be more personal and more welcome that way. And then the next one was the question. I hope the homeless in Antioch, and I wanted to start doing dinners out here in Bay Point since this is where I live. I had called to see if I can serve it out of one of Ambrose's parks, but I was told that I would need to pay for a permit, and I'm not attached to an organization. I'm just a local resident.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is annoying.
Welcome to Sangoma Meet. Please enter the conference PIN number followed by the pound key.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. So I'm just looking for a little guidance here, General Manager. Should we wait for that last lady to? She actually had gotten past her comment and had gone on to a question. I was going to actually tell her that we couldn't answer anything. So do you think we should close public communications at this time and move on?
You can. In fact, have additional things. You can reopen it.
Okay. All right. I'm closing public.
I'm so sorry. Director Hudson?
Yes.
This is Jasmine Cisneros.
Oh, hi, Jasmine. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
I'm doing okay. Are you wishing to speak on public communication?
I am, if they're still open.
They closed and then I reopened them. We're having a bit of a problem. We're getting kicked out of this call. So, just heads up.
Right. I think this is the second time I've logged in as well, so I understand.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you again, Director Hudson, for allowing me to speak tonight, and thank you again to all the directors of the board for allowing me to speak. My name is Jasmine Cisneros, and I am the lead organizer for the Amber Community Garden and the Bay Point resident. That's really just passionate about fresh food access here in Bay Point. The reason that I'm speaking here tonight is just to continue to reiterate the importance of really increasing in fresh food access in Bay Point and letting the Bay Point residents know that there is community garden out there, that there's community garden that's active. And also, again, just reiterating to the board that, you know, you do have a group of, you know, passionate volunteers that are here. That's my family. You know, we've been here for 3 years. We're not going anywhere as we are homeowners here. But as we continue to receive more support from you all, receiving more visits, receiving more financial support and things like that out in the garden, we will be able to help more families out here in Bay Point. It's always refreshing to see families that are going in Mi Tierra all the time just stop and stare. And be invited into the garden for fresh produce and things like that. That is available year-round. So thank you again for allowing me to speak tonight, Director Hudson, and also the members of the board, and to the General Manager, Doug Long. And have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Jasmine. Has Heather Hollis returned to the call?
Yes.
Is there anyone? Hi, Heather. You were asking a question, right?
Yes, I was. I was so sorry about that.
I'm going to interrupt you for a minute, Heather. At public communications, we can't answer any questions. So if you truly have a question, I would suggest that you get a hold of the general manager tomorrow. If you just have more comments to make, you're welcome to do that.
Okay, I will get a hold of the general manager tomorrow. Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining our meeting this evening. Welcome. Do I have anyone else that is wishing to speak during public communications at this time? And if I do, can you please state your first and last name? All right, I'm closing public communications at this time and we're moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should inform the chair of their desire to speak upon the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. If, due to technical difficulties, what are we talking about? the board of directors is unable to hear the speaker's comments, then the chair may request the speaker to discontinue and call in again. Consider accepting the final audit report for fiscal year 2019-2020 as presented by Harshball and Company, LLC. Do I have any member of the public that would like to speak on this item at this time? I'm closing this to the public and bringing it back to the general manager. Sir?
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have representatives from Harshwell & Company here this evening to present the report for fiscal, the audit for fiscal year 2019-2020. I would ask them to introduce themselves and go ahead with their presentation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mirishma from Harshwell & Company. With me, I have my managing partner on the line. To start with, I would like to wish everyone a very happy new year. I wish this year bring a lot of happiness, peace, and prosperity for everyone. I would like to thank the district for providing us the opportunity to work with the district. I would also like to thank Jessica from the district. She was really helpful in the entire process. She was really quick in providing all the documents on time. And it is always a pleasure working with her. We have audited Ambrosia Recreation Park and District for the year ended June 30, 2020. The audit report, the audit looks good. The district is in good shape. If we compare it from last year, the total asset has increased, the liability has decreased, and the net position is better than the last year. We have done the audit as per the standards and guidance and compliance. We do not have any findings, and the audit is clean. We have a clean audit report. So I would like to I would like to open the floor for questions.
Well, let's go director by director. Director Torlakson, how about you?
Oh, thank you very much, Madam Chair. I'm very pleased and I'm actually very impressed with our audit. You've done a really great job in presenting the report. And it was easily, anyone can read it and understand what's going on with the district as what was mentioned during our public communication. And so I thank you for your work. I think I'm ready to accept this final audit report from them. So I'm
okay.
Leaving my space and giving it to the next director.
Okay. Director Garcia, do you have any questions or comments?
No, I just wanted to say thank you to for a good report.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Director Torres?
Hi, yes, good evening. First of all, I just want to say thank you for the audit. I know the people in the community have asked for audits in the past or just more information about how money is spent. So I really appreciate the fear of the audit. I do have some questions, though, because I am a new board member, so I just want to get some more clarity on how this audit is. I'll just start with the questions. How about that? So my first question is, when was the last audit that the district had? And I'm not sure if that's something that you could answer, general manager, or so I'm just curious, when was the last audit that the district had?
Yes, I can answer that question, Madam Chair. Through the chair, Director Torres, we do this annually. Every year we do have an audit. But I want to emphasize that the audit is an overall assessment of the district's budget. And not to be confused with the operational budget. The operational budget is the one where the rubber hits the road, meets the road. That's the one I think a lot of people are alluding to, the available dollars, and they are allocated. We do that also annually. It's a fiscal budget, so it runs from July 1st to June 30th. We start formulating that budget in April. It comes to the board in May. As a draft proposal, mm-hmm. and then the board can take action after any comments from the May meeting are given to staff, and then the proposed budget will be met again in June. The public is invited at each step of that way to come and review the budget, to listen to the presentation of the budget to the board, and to ask questions. And that's done every year. It's been done every year since I've been with the board. It's probably been done every year since the district's inception in 1946. So there's a lot of transparency. Again, this is done annually. Our operational budget is done annually. This budget takes a much broader, a 10,000-foot view of the district finances, including all of its assets, includes depreciation of capital items the district owns, property parks, buildings, a little bit different. But anyway, in the answer to your question, it's done on an annual basis.
Got it.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I also have a couple more questions, Madam Chair, if you don't mind.
Please, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate the background on that. And I guess a follow-up question to that was something that was mentioned earlier about including the public into some sort of discussion about budget. And I know we have our budget meetings, but is this something that we could try to present with the new audit? Is this something that we could present to the public in a town hall fashion? Is that something that you think that we could explore in the future?
I don't know if we're talking. I don't know. Talk about this item at this time, Doug.
The audit. That's okay. It would be the pleasure of the board, Director Torres, and that's something that the board can talk about at a later for future audits.
Got it. Is that something that's typical, like in other communities? I know you've been in other districts, and I'm just wondering, like, you know, as far as having a conversation with the community about audits and budgets, you know, is that something that's typical? Have you seen that happen in other districts?
Yes, it is typical, not so much for the audit, but for the operational budget. It is typical. The district here goes through a similar process as other cities and districts go through. So I don't know that anything would change. I know that you're asking specifically about something that's other than the audit the board can discuss once the budget is being formulated for next fiscal year. We can bring that up and have that discussion at that time also.
Okay, I definitely appreciate it. Again, I appreciate the spirit of the audit, and I'm very pleased to hear that the district's in good shape. But again, you know, just these have been asked from the community in the past, and just wondering how we could satisfy some of those asks in the future. And I think my last question was regarding the audit and what we're calling the final report of the audit. Like, something leading up to this, because again, I'm new to this position, but was there some previous findings or previous work that was done to this? How was this audit, like, what is the process of that actually happening?
That's a question that our consultants can answer, or Jessica could answer, the process in formulating the audit.
Yeah, so this is Anwar Hatswal. To the Honorable Board Member, that no, we don't have any prior year findings. Prior year audits were also clean. This year audit is clean. And financial status, really, this year, even there is a progress has been made by the district. So financials are better than last year.
Got it. Okay. Thank you so much. That's all my questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Torres. And I want to just make a comment that this, that not only is this audit completely transparent, but so is our budget audit, and has been for as long as I've been on the board and a community member. So do I have a motion, folks? Director Torres, send
I move we accept the final audit report
for fiscal year 2019-2020 as presented by Harshwal and Company, LLC.
Do I have a second?
Thank you, Director Garcia.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Do you have a voice vote, please?
Yes. Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres? Director Torres?
Aye.
Okay. Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye. Thank you, Jess, for your good work on that, too. And thank you from all the folks from Harshwal and Company. We really appreciate your presence here tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Thank you, folks. Okay, we're moving on to item B. Consider adopting resolution 2021-01, declaring that governing body members and volunteers shall be deemed to be employees of the district for the purpose of providing workers' compensation coverage and said certain individuals while providing their services to the district. Do I have any member of the public that would like to make comments on this item at this time?
Yes,
all items. Yes, may I ask who's calling?
Yes, this is Jasmine.
Okay, go ahead, Jasmine.
Yeah, I just have a general question in regards to this. I'm wondering, are those members that are falling under this resolution going to be notified specifically, or do they need to submit some sort of, like, paperwork to the district to be, like, considered, you know, qualified for this? Does that make sense?
General Spencer?
Yes, we'll have forms for volunteers to be signing prior to any voluntary work that they have with the district. For long-term volunteers like yourself, Jasmine, it'll be a separate a showing that it's a long-term agreement. But for people who just want to drop in for a day, a few hours, something like that, we do have a release form and an additional identification form that we have volunteers sign. Once they sign with that, then they are, you know, officially volunteering for the district, and they would fall within the workers' compensation clause within the resolution.
Thank you, General Manager. I appreciate it. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yes, thanks, Jasmine. Do I have any other member of the public that would like to make any comments on this item at this time? Okay, I'm closing this to the public, and I'm bringing it back to the board. General Manager, sir?
Yes, so as you probably gleaned from the letter from the Executive Director of Capri, this has a twofold benefit. One is to encourage volunteerism within the district. The second is to help mitigate any costs to the district. Right now, without a resolution, volunteers who may injure themselves during the course of volunteering with the district have a recourse through our court system via a lawsuit, which can be very costly, as the district is well aware of, and Capri, our risk manager, is well aware of. So in order to reduce our exposure to those costs, workers' compensation is a better avenue for taking care of any injured employee and to protect the district from expensive litigation that could be brought by the current court system as their remedy for this. So it kind of works in both ways for the district, and it's free to us also. So, you know, it's something that is well worth pursuing at this time.
Director Torlakson, do you have any questions or comments for the general manager?
Well,
I am really happy that Capri came up with this idea of including the governing body and the volunteers to be included in the workers' compensation insurance. And I did check the volunteer application and volunteer waiver release form on their website. Unfortunately, I can't find it. So maybe we need to have like an ID or something to get those forms. I wanted to look at it because, as you would know, I started as a volunteer with the district before, you know, applying for being on a board. And so I would like to see what that toolkit looks like and what is available to us. But I think this is a great idea. I can understand the need for it, and I'm all for it. That's it.
Thank you, Director Parks. And Director Garcia, do you have any questions or comments for the general manager on this?
No, I think it's a good thing.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Director Torres, do you have any questions or comments on this?
No questions, and I just want to echo Director Torres' sentiment, and I think this is such a great thing for our community and for our volunteers, and I'm very excited to definitely support this.
Thank you, sir. Director Lopez Garcia, I know it's hard for you to speak, honey, but did you want to say anything at this time?
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry. Sorry to make you speak, honey. All right. Yeah, thank you so much, General Manager, for continuing to press our district forward on all things, especially as regards to the public. It's really welcome. Welcome news. All right. Do I have a motion?
I move we adopt resolution number 20/21-01. Declaring that governing body members and volunteers shall be deemed to be employees of the district for the purpose of providing workers' compensation coverage for said certain individuals while providing their services through the district.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Thank you, Director Garcia. Do I have a voice count, please?
Yes, Director Lopez Garcia.
Aye.
Director Torres.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
And Director Hudson.
Aye. Thank you, Jeff. We don't have any public hearing at this time. No closed session. We're now moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Let me start with my vice chair, Director Torlakson. What say
you? Thank you, Madam Chair. First comment is that even with our technical difficulties, I'm glad that we're able to do meetings like this. But at the same time, I agree with having to go to a different platform, and I think Zoom is a good platform. So if I have other directors that would accept my proposal to go into Zoom or maybe just discuss it as an agenda item for the next meeting, I would like to put that in order. So I'm proposing that we move to a Zoom meeting. I know that it will cost the district a little bit of money. It's not a lot. But I think that it would be more transparent for the public to join us with the calls. And I think the platform is good enough so that we will not have all these difficulties, these technical difficulties. So I need a couple more people to say they're okay with it.
Director Torres. Yeah, this is Director Torres. I enthusiastically second it, the motion.
Do I have a third? I'm sorry, there's been declined for lack of participation. Do you have anything else you want to say, Director Pollock?
Yes, I did visit the Ambrose Park and the Ambrose Center Park and Ambrose Center during the last week. And I noticed that at the park, we no longer have that person who is, well, I don't know if he's homeless, but he was staying there for a while, so that person is gone. So good for that. It's very clean. The ambulance park is clean. So kudos to our people, our staff. It's very, very clean. And but however, when I went to the Ambrose Center Park, one of the what do you call this gates have been broken, and so I think it might have been broken by a car. And I sent that picture to the general manager. I also noticed that there are several people still using the center park for baseball. And I was quite concerned seeing that, because that is against the Contra Costa guidelines, Contra Costa County guidelines. And I'm afraid that we may be fined if we have people playing there. So I mentioned it to our general manager, and I'm sure he's taking care of that. So I just wanted to give my report. Otherwise, the place, the center, needs a little bit of cleaning, because the homeless people there have been putting all their, you know, their garbage in our garbage cans, and it's overflowing. So I'm sorry for our staff, but I think we have no other choice but to fix that. Otherwise, the park looks clean, and thank you again to the staff for keeping it neat and clean. That's it.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Director Garcia, do you have any comments or thoughts?
Just to say thank you to Jessica for providing help so the audit will go smoothly. I also want to let the manager know that there is the homeless. I have been messing with the water faucet in the back, and it's been leaking. So that's that for another thing that needs to be tended to because of the
homeless. And what property?
At the community center, in the back, by the back bathrooms. Otherwise, that's it. That's all I have.
Hello. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Okay.
Yes.
I can't hear Madam Chair. I'm asking.
Can you hear me now, sir?
Yeah, that's better. Much better. Thank you. Yeah, so I just wanted to make a couple of quick announcements, and you know, regarding some stuff that's happening here in the community. There is an Envision Contra Costa 2040 meeting happening on January 28th, and it's going to be held via Zoom. I will send an email out to folks if they are interested in joining this. I've been helping to coordinate with PlaceWorks, who is working with the county to present this meeting for our community. Again, it's Thursday, January 28th at 6 p.m. But definitely love to see community members out there. If anyone is listening, please, you know, just follow us on Facebook and try to get that information through either my emailing me or something, and I could make sure to get you that Zoom registration link to you. And the second thing was, I'm hoping Jasmine's still on the call because, excuse me? Hello.
Is the Envision workshop through Federal Glover?
It's the Envision Contra Costa 2040 session that's being done through the county. I actually been coordinating with PlaceWorks, who has been contracting with the county to present these sessions. And the last one we had here in Bay Point was at the end of last year. I'm sorry, 2019, right before the pandemic. So there's a big gap there where there wasn't any follow-up meetings because of the pandemic, but they've been able to coordinate with other communities, unincorporated communities in Contra Costa County, to present this meeting and a forum for folks to voice, you know, whatever opinions they have or concerns, and just, you know, so we could all strive for a better Bay Point in 2040.
Thank you for that clarification.
Sure.
And the second announcement I want to make was, and Jasmine Cisneros was just on the call, and I just want to plug her event that she is coordinating and hosting this Saturday, film screening and Q&A panel for a movie called Invisible Vegan. It's happening this Saturday, January 16th, at 11 a.m. Registration is being done through Zoom. And actually, Jasmine Cisneros is the contact there to get registered. So if you need her email address, you could try to register through baypointgarden@gmail.com or jcisneros@lmchd.org. I'm very excited to join her and other people in the community to watch the film and learn more about eating vegetables and why it's good for us. And the last thing I wanted to bring up was what Director Torlakson just made a motion for. I don't have any clarity on where this landed. Are we able to put this item on the agenda for next month's meeting to discuss switching platforms? Or what do you think make that happen?
No, there was not enough. There was not enough interest.
Okay, so from my, I'm hearing this correct, there's not enough interest from the other directors to switch platforms?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you so much. And that's all I have.
You're welcome. I can't not ask you if you have to say, Lopez Garcia.
I can't talk.
Okay, honey. Thank you so much, Director Lopez Garcia. First, I wanted to thank Jessica for working so closely with her auditors and for such a clear and concise audit. I want to say for the benefit of our newest director, I know that the rest of the directors know this, but
No, we can't hear you, Trina.
We can't hear you. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
No?
Okay. I just wanted to say this for the benefit of our newest director. Our budget process and our auditing process is completely transparent. And for as long as I've known, it has been. And way before I was ever a director, I was coming to these meetings. I could ask any question I wanted during the budget meetings. I could get any kind of clarification that I wanted. It was completely transparent and remains that way today. So I'm not really sure why members of the public seem to think that it's not, but it's very transparent. And we welcome them at our meetings to ask to feel informed, because I think that's really important. Secondly, I wanted to talk about the issue of different access for our meetings during the pandemic. I'm not sure how much of you guys are aware of this, but there is a huge digital divide in Bay Point. Never has it been more clear to me the difference between the haves and the have-nots, even in a community that is so low on the socioeconomic ladder as ours. One of the things that I'm very proud about this district is that we have provided a platform, although technically challenging at times, that allows most people to access our meetings. All they need is a phone. In order to do Zoom, you need a computer or a tablet. You need Wi-Fi. And I just want to say now that I know very many community members that don't have any of that. In fact, I don't. So although I think it would be great, I'd love to do a Zoom meeting, so many of us can't. And I think it's important for all of us to be on the same playing field and not have some people on Zoom and some people on the call. All of us are hearing the exact same thing, the exact same way. So until we live in a world that's more just and equal, I'm very proud of our district for providing this manner of these meetings until we can get back to being in person. So that's all I have at this time. Do I have a motion, people?
Madam Chair, may I make a quick comment on that, please?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, can I make a quick comment about what you just mentioned about Zoom?
It's not technically appropriate, but go ahead.
Okay, well, I just want to clarify that Zoom allows people to call in as well. And Zoom also works on telephones, so people could call in from your cell phone. And also watch
but we wouldn't,
videos.
But we wouldn't be all on this. But we wouldn't be all on the same page, Director Torres.
I feel like you're not understanding.
We wouldn't be all on the same playing field. You know, some of
yes,
us would be hindered.
That's absolutely not true. But I just want to make sure that the public knows.
I'm going to have to stop you there. This is not appropriate for this part in the agenda. I apologize.
Well,
I shouldn't have allowed that. I'm sorry. All right. Do I have a motion?
I move that we adjourn the meeting till next month.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Do I have a second? I second it. Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for being so patient.
See you guys soon.
Shame.